This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There has been a slew of media news this week, lots of journalism layoffs, and perhaps not unrelated, a decision by the big magazine publisher Condé Nast to pull all of its titles and put them behind a paywall. As Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports, sometimes the simplest explanation is the right explanation.
In 2017, Condé Nast lost more than $120 million. So the thinking here? Not too complicated. Just try to make some money. Right now, the publisher relies on ad revenue. And online, that is not super lucrative.
Advertising rates for digital have always been less than advertising rates for print.
Aileen Gallagher at Syracuse University says magazine and newspaper publishers have been trying to get around this problem by charging readers directly for events, for example. And yeah, for paywalls. And publishers have learned that paywalls pay. The Wall Street Journal and New York Times have had success with them. And so has Condé Nast, with Wired and The New Yorker, for example. Max Willens at the industry news website Digiday says paywalls make sense when a magazine does high-impact reporting.
When Ronan Farrow puts out a gigantic blockbuster story about Me Too, that's something that people might consider worth paying for.
But Willen says Condé Nast might have a harder time convincing online readers to pay for some of its lifestyle brands, like Allure and Glamour. Aileen Gallagher at Syracuse University says the publisher does have something going for it. We've all gotten used to paying for content online.
Netflix led the way with that, so people are comfortable with paying for streaming. People pay for music. And the idea that everything has to be free online is kind of an old one.
But Gallagher says by charging online readers, Condé Nast is going to face the same problem it's always faced in print. People only have so much time to read magazines. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.